Good evening. Thanks for coming to the gospel meeting. And maybe you wonder what the word gospel means. And you see that on the outside, the gospel hall. And maybe you've heard of gospel music and different things. And you think, wonder what gospel is. That's a good question. And gospel is our English word for good news. Good news. And if you're like me and you maybe sometimes look at your phone and the news for the day is like, oh, that's horrible. Or maybe you just in personal life, you hear horrible news. But when it comes to God and you, so that's so important, is God and you, it's about the gospel. Good news for you from God. Because God cares about you so much. And it doesn't matter what our ethnic background is or whatever. I remember like one lady says, well, inside, we're all the same. And the good news is for every person. Every person needs good news in life. And when it comes to us individually and God, we need good news. And the good news is that the Word of God is truth. And the Word of God gives us answers full of good news for us to be able to be in a good relationship with God. Because we are born into this world and, you know, it's first time for us, Heidi and I, to be grandparents. And you look at young Asher and you look at him and think, wow, can he be a sinner? Yeah. So we're born into this world as sinners, and our relationship with God, there's a problem. And the problem is sin. And like we've been hearing about, nobody needs to tell us when we've sinned. God speaks to us and says, hey, that's wrong. And God has good news for you tonight. And so I'd just like to read a few scriptures to think about God and you, his love for you, and what is provided from God for you personally. And I can hardly wait to tell you. The answer is Jesus Christ. He died for your sins. He died for your sins. What does that mean? He is the sacrifice for your sins, to take them all away. And he says, a person that believes Jesus Christ died for them, he says their sins are as far as the east is from the west, and he will remember them no more. So that's what the gospel is good news for you from God. But I want to think about tonight what God has given us for things to think about, that we would make him and his salvation for us personally, we would make it a priority. And we're so thankful you've made it a priority to be here tonight. But when it comes to being ready to meet God, we never know when that's going to be. We need to make it a priority even right now. So let's look at some things that are written in the Word of God. And we're going to read Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, and we're going to read what a man by the name of Isaiah wrote. He was a prophet, and this is what he wrote, Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I'd like to read verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. So we are going to look at, again at another verse. And we're going to look at the book of Luke in the New Testament. Luke chapter 15. And we're going to read about another parable. So we've heard about one parable tonight about the sower. And we're going to read Luke chapter 15 and verse 3 to the end of verse 8. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Verse 8, Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it? So I'm thinking about seeking, the verses that are telling us about seeking. So we read, first of all, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And then this lady, she was seeking for her lost coin. And then we're going to read Luke chapter 19 about a man, and his name is Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, he was a publican, which means he was the tax collector. He would go to people and take tax money. So Luke chapter 19, verse 1, And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. He was a short man. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he had gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. A sinner? And Jesus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Trust the Lord to bless the reading of these different scriptures to us, because it is God's message to you. It is God's information for you, so that you can have what he wants you to have. And what God wants you to have is complete forgiveness. He wants you to have, I was listening to Jamie, and he is saying about a pardon. And we hear about pardons happening. And what is a pardon? It's when a person is convicted, they realize that they're apprehended, they're guilty, and then forgiveness is given, and the charges are withheld. So when we are, as individuals, born into this world as sinners, we are in a great need to be forgiven. Because our sin separates us from God, and He is holy, and He is the one that gives us life, and He has done everything by giving His only begotten Son to die for your sins. He wants you to have that. He wants you to be able to have the forgiveness. But tonight I want to ask you, are you interested in the forgiveness? As a personal thought for yourself, are you interested in being forgiven between you and God? Because we read in Isaiah, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Pursue after and look for what's important to God." We can all take time to do different activities in life. We can use our time for various things. And we can use our priorities and move them around to kind of accomplish what we think we need to do. But when it comes to us personally here tonight, each person is an individual that God sees into your life. And the biggest thing that God has for you is love. He loves you so much. You are so important to God. He wants to bring you into His kingdom. He wants to give you cleansing of all your sin. Are you looking for this? Are you seeking God in your life? Well, I would have to say, for you to be here tonight, God is important to you. And that's really good. But when it comes to the depths of inside your thoughts and life, we all know that we have a problem of sin. And sin can only be pardoned and erased and put behind us when we come to God on His terms. What does God want from you and I? He wants us to be honest with Him. He wants us to come to a point in our life where we say, God is right, and I have the problem of sin as an individual. That's where He wants all of our hearts. Because we are not guaranteed about tomorrow. It says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." So God has made a provision. He's made a way for you to go from being a sinner to a destination of hell in the lake of fire. He's made a way for you to turn around and to be able to have peace and forgiveness. And that's what real life's about. That's the good news, is to be able to leave the sin of our lives on Jesus. Because when Jesus died upon the cross, God in heaven knew about Steve's sins, Jamie's sin, Heidi's sin, your sin. And He laid our sin on Jesus. Do you think Jesus knew about your sin? Because the Bible tells me He does. But He was willing and able to suffer for your sin. He's been punished for your sin already. And He did it willingly because He loves you so much. Your sin has already been judged. Jesus has been willing, and He did suffer for your sin on the cross. That's how much He loves you. There was a man, Zacchaeus. What did he do? He heard about Jesus just like you are hearing about Jesus. And he had heard about Jesus lots of times. And there's lots of people around. And Zacchaeus, he knew the people in town, and he had a bad reputation because, well, he collected tax. And he would come over to Jamie's house and say, "Jamie," and he'd look up and say, "Well, you only owe us $2, but I'm going to charge him $5. Jamie, $5. And he put the $3 in his pocket. He was rich because he was ripping people off. And everybody in town knew about Zacchaeus. And they're, oh, here he comes again. But this time, they see this little short guy. He's running through the crowd because he hears about Jesus coming. And we can think about, oh, Zacchaeus, that's pretty bad of him. He was not fair. He was a sinner. Yes, it says he was a sinner. But God wants you and I to come to a point in our life, and right now is the time, not tomorrow, where we agree, yeah, I might not be like Zacchaeus, but I truly have sinned. Yeah. Like, the problem of sin really kind of gets us worked up when we think, oh, yeah, I remember when I did that or I said that. And it's like, oh, don't want to bring that up again. Do you think we can hide from God? No. Does God know about my sin and yours? Yeah. Did Jesus suffer for your sin? Yeah. Did Jesus suffer for Zacchaeus? He was going to. He hadn't at that time. But Zacchaeus knew that Jesus was God that came in the flesh. And he says, I want to see him. And he didn't just say, well, no. He got up that tree so he could get a good look at Jesus. And did Jesus see him? Zacchaeus, he saw him. Of course. Come down. Just like in the meeting here tonight, God sees each and every one of us. And he doesn't just see us on the outside, and I might have some fancy clothes, and it's about what's in our hearts and our minds and our reality of life. And let me remind you, God sees you, and you know what he wants? He just wants to love you. You are so important to God. But the sin is the problem. But let me remind you, Jesus suffered for your sins. It's already been paid for. And Zacchaeus, he wanted to go and see Jesus. He made an effort to go and see Jesus. And he wasn't ashamed of the people around him that were probably laughing at him. It's important to get right with God. And that's what Zacchaeus wanted to do. And Jesus could say, Zacchaeus, come on down out of that tree. Zacchaeus, you know what it says? He was a son of Abraham. What's that mean? He had faith in Jesus. Faith is trusting and believing that Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. What Jesus has done for you and I is enough. We don't need to have Jesus plus some money, or Jesus plus some prayers, or Jesus plus a church membership. No. It's Jesus Christ that died on the cross for your sins, and that's enough. That's all we need. God's not asking for more. Because Jesus, when he was on the cross, you know what he said? He said some things on the cross. One of the seven things he said was, it is finished. It is finished. So that means that what Jesus did on the cross, it's all good. It's all done now. It's finished. We don't need to add more to what Jesus did. Zacchaeus was humble enough to admit to Jesus he needed him. Sometimes people become so proudful, they think, well, I know Jesus is right, but not today, or maybe another day, or I'm not as bad as Zacchaeus. I'm not ripping people off. It's not about comparing ourselves to someone else. It's about agreeing with God that we are the sinner that Jesus Christ died for. We read our first verse. It said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Zacchaeus, he sought the Lord Jesus Christ because he knew he had something to offer and could bring satisfaction, peace, joy, forgiveness. What are you looking for tonight in your life? What's important to you? Because we all will meet God. We all will meet God. Every one of us here. And when we meet God, the only thing that matters is, have you trusted Jesus as your own personal Savior or not? Have you trusted Jesus? Have you trusted Jesus? We read about this woman, and she had a coin. I don't know how much the coin was, but if in my life I might lose my keys in the house, or I might lose something, and when I'm working on something and, oh, a little spring goes out and I'm looking, oh, where did it go? I get my flashlight app out and I get my other, and I get on my hands and knees and I start looking around and I'm seeking for where that lost piece is. And that's what this lady did. She was looking, she was searching for her lost coin. When it comes to searching, it's not just like, oh, well, you know, it's pretty good, but no, the things of God become the most important in your life. The most important in life right now, right this very minute in this meeting, is your soul with God and knowing that Jesus Christ paid the price in full at the cross. And Jesus is satisfied. And you can be forgiven tonight. You can be forgiven. You can be made right with God. You can have peace with God. You can know for sure you're going to be in heaven tonight if you trust and put your faith in Jesus Christ. But God's looking for a sincerity. That means it's of utmost importance to you to be right with God right now. Because sin will take us away from God. And that's what Satan is doing. You know what Satan's doing? He's tricking people. He's bringing things to their mind and thinking about tomorrow and thinking about what's going on. And he's just like the old days, they would take a carrot and put it on a long stick and they put it out in front of the donkey. And the donkey tried to get that carrot and he never did. It's just a big trick, right? That's what Satan's doing to people. He's tricking people so that they will not believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their personal sin. I'm not better than anybody here, just like James said. It's not about being better. It's about being made right with God. And none of us are promised tomorrow. But when you meet God, you will remember hearing about Jesus Christ. You will remember finding out the way of salvation is through Jesus Christ only. And God will bring it to your mind that you have either put your faith in Jesus Christ or you've said, not tonight. It's personal, isn't it? It's between you and God. It's not about a system. It's not about an organization. It's about a relationship with God. And God has done everything possible for you to be made right, to be made forgiven. He's given you a gift of forgiveness if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That is the answer
to life.
That is the meaning to life. Because there are so many tricks that Satan is using. Do not be fooled to the meaning of life. The meaning of life is peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to sing a hymn, but before we do, we're going to pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the Word of God. We're thankful for the truth written in the Word of God. We pray that each of us would seek God in our life fervently, seriously. And for those that are not saved, that they would understand that you love them so much and that there is forgiveness. We pray for your blessing. We thank you for everyone here. Take us home safely, we do pray. And we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.